What's up, everybody? You are listening to Switch Flicks, the podcast where we love and hate movies at the same time. I'm your host, Omar, and I'm here with my favorite evil witch, Haysam.
You know, I can talk to spirits.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Which is why I think I'm a medium.
Right.
Even though my girlfriend says I'm an extra small. Either ways, I think I'm a medium because it's the only explanation for why I'm constantly being ghosted.
The rules of the podcast are simple. Haysam and I review something. One of us will have to love it. One of us will have to hate it. And who does what will be determined by the flip of the coin.
The coin of fate.
The coin of fate.
The coin of fate.
The catch is that at any point in our debate, we can use the switch to change positions. So if you loved it, you now hate it. And if you hated it, you now love it. Spoilers as always. Today, we are reviewing The Conjuring. The Devil Made Me Do It. Also known as The Conjuring 3. Let us begin with our patented one-breath synopsis. Here we go. The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It, also known as The Conjuring 3, is a 2021 American supernatural horror film directed by Michael Chaves. Paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren take on one of the most sensational cases of their career after a cop stumbles upon a dazed and bloodied young man walking down a road. Accused of murder, the suspect claims demonic possession as his defense, forcing the Warrens into a supernatural inquiry unlike anything they've ever seen before. St. Mark, Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle, be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who wander through the world for the ruin of souls. Amen!
I'm now about to flip the coin.
Did I just exercise you?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I need some exercise, you know?
You do.
I'm now about to flip at the coin of fate. If it lands on heads, you love The Conjuring 3. If it lands on tails, you hate it.
Let's do this.
Here goes nothing. Heads.
What? Heads again?
You are always getting
head. I'm always getting head.
Yeah, I'm always getting tail.
Well, hey, at least you can't complain.
You love The Conjuring 3.
The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Even the name itself, on its own, scares you. Because this is a scary movie. This is a scary, well-crafted, well-paced, and really just an excellent addition to the Conjuring universe. This film had me on tenterhooks from beginning to end. And really just what a wonderful horror film.
You like this movie?
I love this
movie. The devil made you do it.
What?
Okay.
What?
No man in his right pious mind would like this kind of movie about witchcraft.
Yeah.
And spirits and demons, yes, and absolutely. Black magic.
Yeah.
Take your black magic, go back to Morocco.
No, okay. No, to Morocco? To what? Who are you talking to?
Huh?
Who's the Moroccan black magic?
Well, okay, this is what happened, okay? So
okay, go for it.
A couple of months back, yeah. Okay, I need this girl to fall in love with me. I meet right. This Moroccan woman. She's like, get me a lock of her hair and put it in this veil, and then we'll do some black magic stuff, and woman will be in love with you.
All right.
Okay? So I go back. I do this whole thing. I take the haul. We do the magic trick. I go back home, and my mom still doesn't love me.
Oh, my God. What a twist.
Anyway, let's talk about this film. Now, this movie claims to be based on real events, by the way, right? Which is obviously a lie. But yeah, the real-life Warrens are known to be terrible people who duped like people for a whole lot of money. And so we don't need a story where they're put across as some kind of underdogs or heroes, because that's not what they are.
All right. It's just a story, the telling of a real story. And it says so right in the beginning of the film.
All right.
Okay. It says this is based on a real story. And therefore, what that means is that God is real. The devil exists. The devil can possess us.
Yes.
Right? This movie changed the way that I look at the world.
Wow, you're now religious.
I'm very religious now, and I'm terrified.
You were like, right? I'm not going to believe.
Before, I was very, you know, kind of, I'm a very modern dude. You know, I'm like, you know, there's many philosophies and, you know, yeah, quite higher questions about God and all that. You know, no, this has now answered everything.
Oh.
Right? Because the fact is that this is based on true story. And if this is a true story, which it is, then this family, the two guys, the demon hunters.
The Warrens.
The Warrens, they are true heroes. They are true heroes. And they should be celebrated. They should be celebrated for the sacrifices that they've made in order to fight back against the dark forces of the devil himself.
Switch.
The Warrens are charlatans. They are clearly making this all up. They are, if anything, the hands of the devil. All right, because now they are just making money off of lies. They are the princelings of lies themselves.
Listen, okay. All right? This is a movie, okay? We don't care about what's real or what's not. We are here to strap ourselves into this ride, in this horrific ride.
You're going to strap yourself in, huh?
Strap myself
strap
in.
Strap it on.
I'll put it a strap
just
on.
Strap on, okay. and get going.
That's what I feel about this film. Okay? So this movie is first and foremost scary, okay? The possession scene is so scary. The bad guy is so scary.
It's nothing we haven't seen a million times before. The possession scene, hello, I mean, The Exorcist, okay? So you just have like a little kid being possessed, frothing at the mouth and like, you know, acting like he's just having a seizure. You know, that's not scary, okay? It's just been done. It's all been done. Okay, a witch, oh, it's some evil supernatural force. Who cares? You know, it's not.
This movie is so scary, okay? I shat my pants. I shat it.
You shat?
We had to exercise that smell. out of that. I shat them.
You shat right through them.
Yeah. No. What I mean by that is I had eaten pants in the afternoon and I shat them out.
Right. Well, okay? I mean, you know, I we have to look into your nutrition,
right?
Nutritional content. But
that's how scary this was.
No. Listen, this film is scary if you are a child.
This movie is so well directed, okay? It has these amazing set pieces where you really feel for the Warrens. I think that's the key that holds this film together. It is the main characters because you have an emotional connection with them, and that's what drives the fear that you have for these people.
Switch.
These people should die. That's what I was thinking the whole time, because I don't care for them. Right?
Yeah.
Vera Farmiga and this other guy, Wilson, whatever his name is, right? They are so bland, cookie cutter, white people.
You're so completely wrong. This relationship is what holds the film together. These two people love each other like so purely and so deeply that they are basically one. They are one. You call it bland. This film had two of the most emotionally heart-wrenching moments of any film that I've seen recently. The first one was when, you know that Patrick Wilson's character had a heart attack because of the possession that he had experienced earlier in the film. And, you know, he keeps forgetting to carry around his heart medication, you know? So, you know, at one point near the end of the film, or like, you know, there's an intense moment and he's having trouble. And he's like, I forgot my heart medication. And she opens the locket that's hanging around her neck with their picture in it.
Yes.
And there's a pill right there. His heart medication is right there. And she gives it to him. That is one of the sweetest moments that I've seen in any film. And then he repays that by the end of the film when he builds her the gazebo.
I wish I had a pill in my locket, cyanide, which I had taken, because this movie was so boring. I wanted to die. And
how
because
is it boring?
And because
it was not boring.
I would die happily because there's no such thing as an afterlife and I wouldn't have to come back and haunt the world, okay? Well, there's no afterlife.
How do you know there's no afterlife? There's, how do you know this?
Right, because then there'd be ghosts everywhere. There'd be ghosts. People die all the time. There'd be just ghosts on the streets all the time.
But we have people like the Wilsons stopping them from coming back. Don't you understand the service that they are providing for all of us? Now, besides that, all right, you've got a real sense of danger throughout the film. You know, no one's safe. Everyone is a target. You've got a villain who is wholly original. The witch. I haven't seen movies recently where the witch is, you know, the bad guy. You know, the witch.
Not scary.
The witch. You know, there's no movie with the witch.
Witch.
Right?
Yes. Right? No witch movie.
There's no witch movie.
Okay.
All right? You know, the fact is that instead of having a demonic possession.
Yes.
Right? Be the main thing and have this be a demon and that's the bad guy, yeah. you know? They take it one step further and they make it the witch who controls demons and who can possess, who can cause a demon to possess someone. The so that other, makes it even more interesting and more unusual. No,
the bad guy is just boring and bad. The other Conjuring movies, which I love, have such great and memorable scary people in it. You know, the nun, the crooked man. You know, these are actual bad guys that is scary.
Add one more to the roster. Add one more with the witch, because this witch is actually I don't know if we should call her a witch, because she's actually more of a Satanist.
Yes.
Right? She is a top tier, high level, you know, 3-star Satanist. All right. And she's like, she's an occultist. She's a Satanist. And in near the beginning of the film, the old gentleman who is, I guess he was, what was he? An ex-priest
He's
or something?
He's ex-priest.
Yeah. Right. He explains to them, because they ask him, they're like, what do these people want? Like, what do the Satanists want? Why are they doing this? Yeah. And he says it, he lays it out right there for the film. He says, all they want is fear and death and destruction.
They just want to watch the world burn. How original.
Basically,
okay.
Right? Basically, because they're just, they don't need to have a justification. They want power and they want to hurt.
Just because, you know, the Joker did it in Dark Knight. Now that's the explanation for all the bad guys. Listen, here's the problem with black magic. Because she's so super powerful and is just kind of magic and she can do anything, the movie breaks itself from reality. You don't feel like any of this could be
real.
She
has rules. She has rules. There are rules for her, the way that she functions. She uses the totems.
Yes.
All right. In order to curse an area.
But she can do anything. She can appear anybody.
She can possess anybody. She can appear, but she has a physical state. She exists in a place, and
yes.
if you go and you attack her, you can kill her.
But even in that place, she's like teleporting and shit. Like she is. That
so
happens.
She has
at the
power
end.
Of teleportation. That's not everything. That's a thing. That's a specific thing.
It's not scary.
You know, and she's not
it's
teleporting. By the way, she is inhabiting their minds, and she's making them think that she's doing these things.
It's just not like the only scary part of this movie. By the way, is the exorcism part, and this movie just forgets about it.
No.
Here's the other problem with the movie.
There's many scary parts.
It expands the world into an open world. And, you know, it's just them. You know, this feels like it's an episode of The Supernatural where these guys are, like, you know, investigating some random crime, and it is not scary when they're out in the forest.
It is well-paced. It is very well acted. It is well shot. It is very well directed. The music is very on point and scary. It has many... Many scary. It goes from one scary sequence to the next.
It doesn't have one memorable set piece.
I can tell you.
The scariest part of this movie is the end credits when you hear the real tape. That is the only thing in this entire film that is scary.
I disagree. I think that's the part of the film that actually makes it less scary. That's the one part of the film where you're watching it and you're like, okay, so I mean, obviously, this isn't real.
Not real. You did not hear the kid? The kid. You know? It was like, mommy.
That's the one part that I was like, wait, I was on board for this. I now believe in all religious things and I am scared of the possessions of devils, you know? But then that last line kind of made me, you know, think, okay, well, you know, this is a film, you know? I didn't hurt it, but at the same time, it's the film itself that is so well crafted that you care about the little boy when he gets possessed. You care about the older boy whose name I forgot, who takes the possession from the kid to save him. You care about the boy's girlfriend who he wants to marry. You care about the relationship that you hope that, you know, you don't want them to suffer endlessly, you know? You care about the husband and wife, the Wilsons, because they clearly love each other. You care about the detectives because the detectives are trying to figure out what the hell is going on. You know, and the witch is a frightening entity. It just nails
every single one of that. Switch everything you just said.
You can't stand the little boy. What an awful actor. What a horrible, horrible actor. I hope that he grows up to be one of those failed child actors that just gets really fat and just dies from cocaine.
Lord, with that switch.
You can't stand the older boy, okay? Because he's just like, he's making terrible decisions left, right, and center. And he gets possessed, then the next day everybody wakes up and is like, okay, no, it's our time to go on with our lives. Yeah, right. Like, you just literally had an exorcism the night before. You don't care about his relationship with that girl because it's just so hokey and saccharine and syrupy sweet. You don't care about the bland relationship between the Wilsons, right? It's just, they're just boring, just bland, you know, bland, plain pancake, just a plain pancake with no syrup, okay? And then, okay, and you're not scared of any of it. None of it is scary, all right? Did I cover it? Did I cover everything?
I think you covered right? everything.
This film is a travesty, all right? The scariest part of this film is the feeling like you're going to watch it.
I did not care for it. I did not like it that much. I did not find it scary. I was kind of bored, and I found some parts to be laughable. I was just not on board. I loved the other Conjuring films, and I felt like this was a major step down.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I really enjoyed this film, and I did not expect to ever enjoy a film that's called The Conjuring, The Devil Made Me Do It. Because that's the worst title that I've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
Right? So I went into this movie thinking, oh God, I have to watch this movie. Fine, I'll watch it. Because I like the first Conjuring. The second Conjuring was meh. I'm not a huge fan of the Conjuring world, but I get it. Yeah. You know, like I enjoyed the Conjuring films. At least I enjoyed Annabelle. Yes. You know,
the Annabelle Nun, Creation.
Their first one.
The second one. Is really
good. One of them was good. Yes. Yeah, yeah. You know, the Nun I never really got into. I thought it was kind of, whatever, fine. But The Conjuring 3, The Devil Made Me Do It, I was like, oh God, this is going to be a pile of trash. But it wasn't. As far as I was concerned, you know, the stuff that I said about it that I liked, I actually liked, you know? Fine, it didn't make me believe in possession and demonic possession, but...
That's asking too much for a movie to do.
Fine, you know, it may be in the future, but, you know, I felt like it was well-paced, it was tense. I thought the actors did a great job. It was really beautifully shot, well shot. Lots of references to old, the Exorcist and The Omen and stuff like that. And I did like the fact that this is like an occultist. I did like the fact that they changed it from what it always is, which is just the demon, just the demon, just the demon. And now there was like another character that was, you know, severely evil, but that could be kind of, you know, tracked, that had like a personality, I guess you could say. Hmm. And I don't think that they should just stick with that, obviously, but it was a nice change, you know? So I enjoyed it.
I was surprised that you enjoyed it, to be honest. I was so sure that, you know, you would not like this film, like, because I did not like it, right? I really loved the first two Conjuring films. Annabelle Creations, really good. The other Conjuring film, like the other movies in this universe, I'm not really a fan. Like, most of them are pretty bad. The Nun is terrible.
The Nun is pretty bad.
Yeah, The Nun is worse than this. And so when I was watching this film, like I expect something from like, you know, the high level, like The Conjuring, the original worse or whatever, right? And so when I started watching this film, I was very excited. I like a good scare, and it just did not come. And I'm not sure why. I think, you know, if I was to give you reasons, I think one, I like that the haunted house thing that the first two films do, and this movie kind of deviates from that. And I know that's like, you know, the haunted house thing is a cliche, but like that's just something that kind of works for me. And I think there's an inherent like
cluster. Is there a reason that it works for you? Is there a reason that possession or demonic possession or the idea of evil spirits works for you? Could it be that there is some connection to you, to your past experiences?
Well, okay. So I have... No.
This is great. Just go. Please explain.
So my parents are very religious.
Yes.
And they believe in something called, or not believe in, but there's something called the Rukya, which is
Rukya.
The Islamic version of,
exorcism.
So my parents once took me.
This is great.
To this place that does these Rukyas, this exorcism. There's like these little places, you know, these abandoned villas that you go to. And so my parents took me there because I was going through a divorce and they were like, okay, you know, there's something going on here.
Bad juju, bad spirits juju. Kind of thing, yeah.
So we're going to go, we're going to do this Rukya thing. And I was like, sure, right? Okay, you know, it's easier to blame the devil than to say, hey, you know, I wasn't great in this relationship, right? Yeah, of course, the devil made me do it. So we go into this villa, and what happens is you sit there with like a group of people, and there's like the Islamic priest, the imam, and he's got a mic, and he starts reciting verses from the Quran, right?
Right.
But they're not just regular verses. These right. are like scary, hardcore. Like he's like screaming into a mic and these things over and over again. Like, you know, it's like Bismillah, 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 Bismillah. Right? It's like that. And so you're all, you're sitting there and you're hearing in a whole group of people. And then, so I'm doing this too. And I'm kind of like, okay, you know, this is, it's a little scary. I'm gonna, like, just being there is just, it's scary.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're hearing that. And so then there's this woman sitting around me. They separate men and women. So there's this woman, I can hear this laughter coming from
that
the other.
That is terrifying.
Like, like this.
Holy shit.
And it won't stop. Like, it's like this laughter going on for like minutes and minutes and minutes.
Do the laugh again. That is terrifying.
Like, right? And then there's these other, there's a group of three guys, like, you know, and they're dressed in like the African, like the jalabiya type thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So they're there and then they start like, moving, like they're like convulsing while they're sitting there with like eyes rolled behind their head, right?
So and they're that like screaming. Laughing woman, there's the convulsing man,
and I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I'm just getting divorced. You know, and so, and then they like take these people and they like, they pull them away and they take them to a separate room where they exercise them, right? So I've had these scary experiences.
So it hit close to home. So you have a relationship with the idea of spirits and possession
and,
that I don't,
I think that I think even beside me, just in general, there is something about the idea of possession that's more grounded than magic, right? Even if you...
But it's not magic. You see, now, look, I, on the other hand, was abducted by a witch. And so for me, the occult and Satanism, you know, is scary.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why it's scary. It's more scary for me. Because I think people are scarier than spirits.
Yes.
Okay? I think people are what can be evil, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in my view, you know?
But that's not what I want from a horror film, personally.
But she's not just a murderer. She's not just a regular person. But she, the thing that I liked about her, okay, the reason that I found her scary is because I liked the way that she was depicted.
Right.
I liked how they slowly revealed her.
Yeah.
I like the totems.
Yes.
So the totems were her extension to begin with, right? So you see the totems and the totems look disgusting.
Yeah.
Like they were well done. Like they looked freaky, right? So I was like, okay, that's gross and that's scary. Then you start seeing her figure. You're like, okay, who is this? Like, you know, you start seeing flashes of her. And then you can't tell if she's a man or a woman or what, like, you know. And then she when you first introduced her like fully, you know, she's there in the house with the Wilsons and like they see her, or I think the wife sees her, I don't remember, but and she's so like controlled and kind of like calm and she just barely moves. And like I found her depiction to be, you know, like scary. Like I liked what they did with her. They didn't go over the top, you know, they made her very kind of cold, you know? And I liked, I thought that for me kind of gave substance to the bad guy, you know? Whereas if you just have the spirit, right? You can have glimpses of fear, but it's such a diffused thing, you know, that you can't quite grasp it, right? Like in the first Conjuring, I remember the scariest moment in that film was when Patrick Wilson's character is looking into the mirror or something.
Yeah.
And then like this red-faced, you know, spirit demon appears behind him.
That might be, you might be thinking of, it's another Patrick Wilson horror film.
It's not The Conjuring?
It's not The Conjuring.
Really?
Insidious. You might be thinking of Insidious.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay. Sorry. Cancel that. Yeah. Well, then there you go. I mean, I don't remember anything so terrifying in the first Conjuring.
I think the first Conjuring has this great set piece, for example, where they're playing hide and seek. I don't know if you remember. It's just like this long kind of thing where they're just kind of following the main character.
Right.
And she hears the sound and there's like this clap. And they make this clap thing like so incredibly.
I remember that.
Terrifying. It's like this.
Yeah, I know it's scary, but I'm not saying like I'm not saying that isn't scary. Yeah. But I'm just saying that I also enjoyed having this occultist.
I found the main person to be like kind of like uninteresting, really. Like I did not. I had like the complete opposite.
She reminded me of the witch that abducted me. Very school marm.
Yeah.
You know, very school marmy.
It really felt like that's exactly what it felt like. It felt like a
1920s school marm who's like very, very like strict. Severe.
Like I don't know. I felt like it was just kind of bland and unmemorable and she didn't feel scary. And the other thing is like because they were out in this big world, just kind of like, you know, investigating things, like that whole thing just didn't feel like they were in a situation that was kind of
but that's
scary,
what made it
you know?
Feel more like a story about like their lives, you know, yeah. Like so that gave it a bit more of that doco kind of like okay,
I don't care about their lives, like I don't like that.
I like their relationship. Why do you not want to let love into your life?
I do.
Haysom? Why do you not want to allow
because,
yourself to open up
because
you know
it was exercised out of me.
It was in the Rukia.
Yes.
And with that, I believe we have reached.
Just ask me about you.
Sorry. I'm just getting lost. Okay. So tell me, Haysom, how many possessed spirits or possessed souls would you give this film?
I would give it I'm going to give it a 5. I was going to say 4.5. You've talked me up a little.
Oh,
That's nice. I think that. This
better than Wrath of Man.
Yeah, it's better than Wrath of Man. And I think if you like horror films, there's something, you know, there's something to like here. Like I said, like Omar and I had very different, experiences with it. So I don't say that there's nothing there. It just didn't work for me. And, you know, it could work for you. I give it a 5.
Well, with my super scientific measurement system, you hear the digital noises, beep, boop, boop, beep, beep, boop, right? I actually gave this a 7.8.
Wow.
7.8, you know? When I first watched it, I would have gone a bit higher even. I think I would have gone like 8.1 or something. But now that it's kind of settled in and after talking to you, like, okay, fine. I guess I'm not going to give it an 8 quite, you know? But it's really, really good. I enjoyed it. I thought the acting was solid. The story was good. You know, it had an originality because it was something different with the occultist, you know? It was legitimately scary, you know? And it was, I was emotionally invested in the film, right? Now I look at the entire world differently than I did before. You know, things are not quite what they seem. Hi, Sam. Thank you for listening to Switch Flicks. If you loved or hated the show, please do rate, subscribe, and leave some comments. Your support is the demon soul that is possessing our minds.